Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time buying bootleg liquor.
Bessie Smith. She was born on this day in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1894. We'll hear a lot more of her during the course of the next couple of hours. One of the greats of all time. We are now joined here in our studios by two guests. Black Sheesus is in the studio. She's a Baltimore-based performance artist. Good to see you. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Your reputation precedes you. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Taya Alexander, a beauty and lifestyle writer based in New York and originally from Baltimore. Her work has appeared in Redbook, BuzzStyle.com, Essence Magazine, Ebony.com, and Huffington Post. And Taya Alexander, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So this, I guess, for all of us, was a real tragedy when we learned about the passing of Karen Washington by her own hand. Because she was a Morgan grad, she was so young, and she was so powerful in her passion about the nature of beauty and black women and dark black women being able to find beauty that is always put down in America. I think we were all kind of taken back. We know depression is very deep in this country. Things are hidden in us. We don't even see in our friends. Right. We can know each other, not know what's going on in our hearts. What was your first thought about this, Jesus?
My first thought was heartbreak. You know, my second thought was empathy. My third was, I've been there.
And you've been there? What do you mean you've been there?
I've been there. I think we all at some point in time have come to this wall in our lives emotionally where we feel like where we've just had enough.
Right. I've been there too. Right.
And so,
right.
And so it's heartbreaking when we encounter someone who has hit that wall and has actually taken their life as a result of that wall. So when it comes to Karen, the initial reports, the initial blogs, the initial stories all highlighted the fact that she was depressed because of her skin color.
Right.
And I don't think that was necessarily the case behind her suicide.
I was thinking that too, Ty Alexander. That to me seemed, as soon as I saw that, such a typical media superficial response to what happened.
Correct.
Ty?
Yes, I'm sorry. That was one of the reasons why, that is mainly the reason why I wrote the blog post, because I had begun to read stories that had just assumed why she had taken her life. And to be honest, we're all just assuming she didn't leave a letter behind. So I can only assume that, you know, from our emails, why she may have. But I wanted to share my emails just to kind of shed a little bit more light on the truth that I knew about Karen, which was that we were both dealing with the same thing with our mother's passing. And I know that she was having a really, really hard time dealing with it. And it's just a really sad situation altogether. I know for a fact that Karen didn't, just by her campaigning with dark skin, that definitely wasn't an issue, and she was comfortable in her skin. And I think it's really sad that the media has portrayed it as such, and a lot of, you know, vloggers are doing videos, and it's almost appalling to me, and I'm slightly angry that people are actually assuming that versus just kind of celebrating her legacy, which is what we should be doing.
That's one of the reasons I wanted the two of you on the show, because that struck me immediately. I never met her. I didn't know her. I knew her work.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that given the power of her words and what she did for especially many young women in this country, her skin, her body, her beauty was not what was in doubt inside of her. There was something else going
right.
on much deeper.
Exactly.
Way, way beyond skin level that was hurting her inside.
Exactly.
That pushed her over
exactly.
the ledge. And that can happen to anybody.
It can.
You know?
It can, and it does, you know? And I think when it comes to black women, you know, we have this blessing and this curse of this myth of being strong.
Mm.
And sometimes that strong black woman isn't empowered or supported when she wants to cry. She isn't supported when she wants to be vulnerable. And so when the world just sees you as this strong, stealth individual, you know, it doesn't allow you to embrace like the full gamut of your womanhood. And that's something that is that's distinct to Black women, as opposed to the lifestyle of white women, you know. And so I think it's necessary for us to be able to ask those right questions and to really lend an honest ear in listening. When you ask someone, how are you doing, look into their eyes and see if they're lying. You can honestly tell that, you
right,
know.
Right.
We give this superficial response of, oh, I'm fine, oh, I'm great. But then we hide it behind our eyes because we feel like someone doesn't really want to know. They're just asking that question.
To be polite, to be whatever.
Exactly.
Right.
You know,
for
and
appearance
so,
sake.
Right. And when situations like this happens, it calls us all to charge on ourselves, the way we deal with each other, you know. It's okay to bring somebody to the side and really ask what's going on in their life, you know, regardless of the race, regardless of the gender, you know, and we don't have to be alone.
You know, Ty, I was thinking, I think that's so powerful. I mean, what you just said makes me think that that we should maybe come back and just do a very long conversation about what you're describing.
Because
I think that's a part of the hidden thing here, and we have such a short time today to really probe that in depth is impossible to do. And what you've done is raise the issues, I think, that we don't wrestle with, that are not wrestled with in public.
Right.
And I think they're really important to do.
I think so, too.
I think they're really important to do.
I think so, too.
Ty, let's begin the conversation here for a moment with the two of you, just in terms of how you think Karen Washington should be remembered.
I think that's one of the reasons why I tried trying to start the hashtag I am Karen Washington, because I believe that there's a little bit of her in all of us. Like she said, we've all thought about it. We've all been against the wall. This isn't something that, oh my God, like for people to not say they've never thought about. Maybe you haven't thought about killing yourself, but you have thought, like, oh, my God, I wish this was over. I wish this, you know, just the notion of not living anymore. Technically, it's the same as suicide. You just haven't had suicide ideation, which is kind of like the next step of depression. But we all hit that wall where we just feel like we just can't make it anymore.
Right.
And I think that if we are more transparent with each other and telling each other that this is how I felt today, I mean, sure, I could ask you how I'm doing. How you're doing today, and you could say I'm fine, and maybe I do sense that, you know, you're giving me some apprehension behind it, but maybe that's when I say, you know what, I had a really bad morning this morning, this happened, that happened, and that will prompt you to share a little bit more about what happened to you today. And I think if we're, again, more transparent with one another and kind of just sharing a little bit more, whether it's via social media, in person, whatever it is, just tell the real truth. I think, especially with social media, with our generation, we look so much to being perfect. You know, we share what we ate today, what we did, what celebrity we met, but we never share those bad days, you know, however we felt when we woke up this morning. So I think it's all about just really being more transparent with one another.
Getting beneath kind of the superficiality of relationships.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That makes sense. You know, I think sometimes it's, you know, with that transparency, it's we run into our stereotypes, and it's difficult that first time being transparent to really do that. But I, as a transparent person, I know that there is safety and comfort and friendship and love on that other side once you just push through, you know. And I think it's time for Black women to really be transparent so we can show our multidimensional selves, you know. When I think we all get upset at the fact that our stereotypes really marginalize us.
Mm.
But when we live within those confines, when we choose not to be transparent and say to the world, to ourselves, to our friends, this is where I am, this is how I feel today, then we can't really knock those walls down, you know. And so it's a double-edged sword. How do you become transparent when you are yourself walking in the light of this stereotype, you know? And so I think it's necessary for all of us to really charge each other, you know, to be honest and be open, you know, with each other, so that this doesn't have to go into another generation of women, you know.
That's profoundly expressed, and I think that this may be, given the struggles in America to change who we are as a people, and the struggles of Black folks to change America and to change entire society in many ways, that what you're describing may be the battle of your generation. So, I mean, generations have their different battles.
It is.
And this kind of a battle about self-identification of who people are may be the battle of who you are.
I feel that. You know? I feel that way, too, and I'm sure Ty does, you know. And there's a recent resurgence of feminism and Black feminism, you know.
It's a good thing.
It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing, you know. And this is where we are able to do our work, you know.
So, and just, we only have a few minutes left in the segment, but I'm going to invite you both back to really talk about this in greater depth. I'm really, you got me thinking now.
Good.
You really do. I appreciate it. And I just in the 2 minutes we have left, could you leave us with each with like a very quick thought about Karen and who she was for you, starting with you, she says, and then Ty, very quickly.
Dark girls wear red lipstick.
That's it. Ty?
I would agree, like, as I've been, she was so infectious, even surprisingly, her and I never had a conversation over the phone. I'd never met her before, but even via her words, we email each other every other week, and just how loving she could be, even in her words, even in her time of grief. She was just an amazing person, and I know that where she is now, she's in a better place, and I hope that she can rest easy and just be there rocking red lipstick with her mom, you know.
Right. So I just want to say to Ty Alexander and Black Jesus, thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
And Karen Washington, thanks for giving us everything you gave while you were with us. And it won't go away with your body's passing.
Thank you, Karen.
And thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
And thank you both thank very you. Much.
Thank you, Mark.
No problem. Thank you.
We're going to take a brief break, and when we return, we'll be joined by Patrick Bond, a professor from South Africa, to talk about his take on where South Africa is now and where it's going.